If you think that most of what Merle Haggard sings about is based on his own life, you're right.
I'm not much of a fiction writer, and it's a lot easier to write about the real thing. You know, the real thing is really more exciting, and the old saying, truth is stranger than fiction, is really underplayed, I think. It's far more stranger than fiction. Like somebody says, what are you going to do tomorrow? I say, hell, how the world would I know? I'm not writing this script. And that's kind of been a saying of mine. I really believe that. I don't think that people ought to make plans too far ahead. I think they ought to let life deal some things right off the top of the deck, you know, and take it as it comes. And that's the way I write songs.
In 1969, he was on the charts with another song about his mother, Hungry Eyes.
A canvas-covered cabin in a crowded labor camp stand out in this memory I revive. 'Cause my daddy raised a family there with two hard-working hands and tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes. He dreamed of something better, and my mama's faith was strong, and us kids were just too young to realize that another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't one more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. I remember Daddy praying for a better way of life, but I don't recall a change of any size. Just a little loss of courage as their age began to show, and more sadness in my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Oh, I still recall my mama's hungry eyes.
Merle Haggard with Hungry Eyes. Merle says his next hit was inspired by a song that had been a hit for Johnny Cash.
I was on Interstate 20, headed into Tucson. I said, you know, we need to write something like Folsom Prison Blues, man. I said, something that the worker can identify with, man. The guy's carrying a lunch pail, you know. Somebody said, let's just write the working man blues. I might have said it, because there was no co-writer on that, I guess. I think I wrote all that myself.
It's a big job getting by with 9 kids and a wife. Yeah, but I've been a working man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are 50 years.
I drink a little beer each evening and sing a little bit of these working man blues. Well, I keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. Might get a little tight on the weekend. After I draw my pay, but I go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the blues. Drink a little bit that evening, Lord. Sing a little bit of these working man blues. Well, sometimes I think I'd leave and do a little bumming around. Well, I live in the winter, catch me train to another town, but I go back working. I got to buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little bit that evening, Lord. Sing a little bit of these working man blues. Brother Roy Nichols.
Working Man Blues by Merle Haggard. Merle's identification with the average American was never so strong as when he mixed his political feelings with his music. He'll discuss that when we return with the Merle Haggard story.